Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Indian Airlines, Railways halt all Bangladesh travel. India's Border Security Force is enhancing its operations along the Indian segment of the 4,000-kilometer boundary that divides the two nations. Indian Railways announced today the suspension of cross-border travel with its eastern neighbor. The Mathri Express and the Banhan Express, two principal railway services linking the two South Asian nations, will be impacted by this decision. Indian airlines, such as the flag carrier Air India and the low-cost airline Indigo, have also called off all flights to and from the Bangladeshi capital Dhaka. The government in New Delhi is preparing for potential repercussions stemming from Bangladesh upheaval, where the widespread student riots against unfair job quotas have led to the resignation and departure of the Prime Minister. Yesterday's riots in Bangladesh were among the most lethal since the onset of protests last month, with police, officials, and medical personnel estimating that over 90 people lost their lives. To date, the violence has resulted in approximately 300 fatalities. India's Border Security Force is enhancing its operations along the Indian segment of the 4,000-kilometer boundary that divides the two nations. Acting Director General, along with his senior team, has traveled to Kolkata, the capital of West Bengal, which encompasses more than half of the Bangladesh border. According to the agency, they will be overseeing the Indian response to the ongoing crisis from this location. The New Delhi Police Force is also prepared for potential incidents near the High Commission of Bangladesh, the Embassy of Bangladesh in India. There were fears that the building, situated in the diplomatic area of Chanakyapuri, might be at risk following the arrival of the country's former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to India today. The Indian government has stressed the importance of assessing the situation before making any plans. Today's notice from India's foreign ministry cautioned Indian citizens against traveling to Bangladesh until further notice. Individuals currently in the country are advised to exercise extreme caution, limit their movements, and stay in touch with Indian diplomats, as per the warning issued. Dhaka turmoil has had an impact on certain Indian enterprises. Notably, the Life Insurance Corporation, LIC, the largest company of its type in India, announced that its offices in Bangladesh will remain closed until at least Wednesday as a precautionary measure. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.